Good morning, everyone. It's our number two of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike to take you along with Herb Tyler here on the Big 870 WWL. Grab you a cup of coffee. We got one more hour of our Tiger Tailgating Show, and then we'll throw it to the LSU Radio Network. And it's an early morning kickoff at 11 a.m. in Columbia, South Carolina, as the Fighting Tigers will play South Carolina Gamecocks, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL. Herb, one of the things that in just watching the film of South Carolina, if I'm LSU, one area I take full advantage of, I do not know how well they will match up against Mason Taylor at tight end. And you throw in Tre'Davious Green and Kate Pimpton, you know, at that tight end spot. I think that's an area where Garrett Nussmeier may be able to make some hay today. I don't know from an athletic standpoint if they can match up athletic-wise with any one of those three tight ends. I think they become – I know they've been a big part of the offense for the first two games – I think they become even a bigger part against South Carolina, getting the ball out quick and fast, especially understanding who's coming off the edge.
You know, I was always impressed with Mason Taylor's size and just how good he looks in uniform. This year, I'm more impressed with the way he's playing football. I think he's turned the corner, and he understands the game better. The lights turned on for him. He's got 11 receptions, 102 yards, averaging 9.3 yards a catch. You know, he doesn't have any touchdowns right now, but the kid has turned the corner. And then you add in Pimpton, who's going to be, I think he's going to be phenomenal as well. But, you know, the thing about it is you see something that can be an area of success for LSU football. The question is, does the offensive coordinator see that? Do those guys, can they utilize the strengths that LSU has against a fast-flowing defense that's going to be coming at them? And that's what I was talking about. Hey, let the rush come. Dump the ball over their heads with those tight ends or running backs or some screen routes or quick-hitting screen plays to the receivers, and let's see what happens after that. I agree with you. I think that utilizing the tight end today could be detrimental for South Carolina, but a really great mismatch opportunity that can be in the favor for LSU. And look, Mason Taylor is, I think he's, before our eyes, slowly becoming one of the best tight ends in the country. He's catching everything this year. He's a lot more tough than what he was in the previous years. And I see him taking the blow to the DBs now. So it's fun to see that. So I'm hoping not only can they get those guys involved, but I'm hoping they can get the backside of the backfield involved as well. I think that would be something that could help kind of stymie the rush and then allow Nussmeier to at some point kind of sit back there and scan the defense and then put the ball into Kyron's hands, the outside receiver's hands.
One of the things you bring up, and being a former quarterback, I'll let you explain this on what makes a screenplay really work, because you got a couple guys here. Josh catches the ball really well coming out of the backfield, and he's not the biggest cat around or the fastest, but man, he's sort of slick. He's sort of slick in how he does it. Caleb, now, once he gets the ball in his hands and he turns him shoulder square, good luck, buddy, because he's either going to run you over or going to run past you. But what is the key from your standpoint, and what makes a good screen really, really set up? We saw Pierre Thomas do it, and he would get into all kind of intricacies of how he set it up and how he sort of faked people. You knew it was coming sometimes. You still couldn't stop it. From your standpoint as a quarterback, what makes that screen pass so effective?
Well, it's the deception of still making it look as though you're going to be aggressive and blocking, right? And you're going to try to do everything you can to prevent the defensive line linebackers from getting to the quarterback. But then, you know, after, you know, one 1,000, two 1,000, you let that guy go and you kind of oh man, I made a mistake, and then the guy's rushing up, and you slip out, and you either slip out, you know, to the right or left of the field, or you kind of slip behind him, meaning kind of center screen, if you will, middle screen, and then the quarterback has to do a great job of looking away from the screen, and then kind of deceiving the defense again, like he's scanning down the field. And then as those guys start to rush, you know, you just kind of feel, you know, fall back just about two or three steps, and you got to lightly toss the ball to the receiver or running back or tight end, whoever it is. And the reason why I say lightly toss the ball, have some touch on it, because I've seen a lot of times where quarterbacks would just throw bullets at these guys and they're literally 6 yards away, and it's not, it just doesn't work. So you got to have some patience. One, you got to have a lot of deception, too. And then you got to be able to, you know, touch pass the ball to the whoever the receiver is that's going to be catching that ball. Now, I would feel for any safety or DB if Caleb Jackson's got the ball in his hand and he's got, you know, three big offensive linemen that can move in front of him. I really would feel for that. I would feel for if you have a receiver screen coming in and those big offensive linemen are in front of, you know, Aaron Anderson or Zion Thomas, or somebody like Xavier Thomas, I'm sorry. It would be great, I think, if LSU could utilize those types of screenplays this morning against South Carolina, because I just feel like South Carolina is going to pin their ears back and they're going to try to get to us. Now, I also think that South Carolina is going to try to do some different stunts and some different movements up front in order to confuse LSU's offensive lineman and also Nussmeier in calling protection prior to the play, the ball being snapped. And I think that would be a great tactic for South Carolina, because everybody's hearing the strength of LSU's offensive line is their pass block. So how do you negate strength? You either have to be just physically better than them, or you have to just out finesse them. And what I mean by that is out scheme them and do stunts and twists and all kind of different little things up front and different movements up front that's going to really confuse those guys for LSU.
I think they're going to try to attack DJ Chester. I think that they're going to shoot people up the middle because, you know, that's the shortest route to the quarterback is a straight line, right? Okay, so you bring your linebacker or a safety. Now, Garrett is pretty smart, and he can get rid of that football real quickly, and you short one player in the secondary if you're going to start blitzing. But I do think what you bring up is correct. I'm not real sure they feel confident, even though they have two really good edge rushers, that they may try to overload that offensive line, and I think the overload will come right over the center, because it's the quickest way to disrupt Nussmeier.
Yeah, and what Nussmeier has to do is allow that pressure to come up the middle, and the offensive line has to just what we call block down, just block down and keep all that congestion inside, and Nuss can slide right or left, whichever way that he feels most comfortable sliding, and also while keeping his eyes downfield, understanding what the defensive backs are doing and, you know, where the concepts of the routes are going to be, slide whichever way and be able to get the ball out of his hands. Or run the football. Go get six and get down. Go get eight and get out of bounds. So I'm going to tell you, that's the best way to combat that portion of it. So if South Carolina is having some success overloading the offensive line up the middle, through the A gap, B gap, if that makes any sense, then Nuss can get out of there, get the ball out of his hands. If he doesn't have the opportunity to run the football, that's going to slow them down as well. And we're not asking Nuss to be Jaden Daniels from last year and take 80. I just need you to get six or eight and get out of bounds or get down or slide or something, just to keep the defense true to thinking, hey, this guy may take off and run the football. So it's going to be interesting to watch. It's going to be interesting to watch how LSU reacts to those types of stunts and movement up front and in the overload. And then what do we do, right? Do we do a little quick little pitch out to the running back if they're going to overload up the, you know, in the A-B gap? Do we get Nuss out on sprints or rollouts? Do we do any kind of misdirection when it comes to bootleg or pass plays, things of that nature? So that's going to be interesting to watch.
That's why I think Mason Taylor becomes a bigger part of the attack today. Because if you're going to try that little trick of running people right up the middle and sending extra, man, I can just catch it and just try to toss it real quick. And you got one less guy in the middle to stop Mason. And that could turn from a 5-yard pass into a 25-yard gain. Because if you you live by the blitz, you die by it too. Okay. Now, Buddy Ryan, he was great with it in the NFL. But, man, look, he had talent with the Bears. He had an all-star team. And he sort of had that same sort of element with the Eagles. When he went to Arizona, it wasn't quite the same. The scheme was the same, but the players were different.
The players were different.
And so it does make a difference. You can talk about all this next man up all you want. Depends on who the man is. When we come back, I'll have you talk about, I think, a big addition to the South Carolina lineup in Raheem Rocket Sanders. Man, I saw him in high school. He was one of the most highly recruited running backs in the country coming out of Florida. He was an outstanding basketball player, track athlete. Man, he is a big guy. Now, I don't know if he's 6 foot two and a half as they put in the program. I think that might be stretching things a little bit. But he's a guy that runs with power, but also he's got some speed, and he's a nice addition to the South Carolina offense.